are you okay?
Not really. My
what
back
happened?
Hurts.
What did you do? Were you using the computer?
I know. I was up all night using the computer. 我熬夜一整天，因为我要打报告、打作业，然后一直用电脑。I don't know what's wrong now. 现在我的背超酸超痛的耶。
It's probably because of your posture. Maybe you didn't sit correctly last night. Were you leaning down or something?
I was actually lying sort of like comfortably on the sofa.
Okay, no wonder. No wonder. Because actually when we sit, we have to sit properly. And we have to sit so our posture is correct. So you don't have any back pain.
哦，难怪你每次看起来都好完美哦。
I know.
Right? 因为你都会挺胸啊，然后你的坐姿好像都很好。Okay, I really want to learn more about how to, you know, sit properly and...Yeah, how to correct our postures.
You know what? Today's article is just about that. It teaches us how to sit properly.
Oh, okay.
So let's take a look.
Okay.
Tips for sitting correctly.
Does your body feel sore after you sit all day? If so, you might be sitting the wrong way. Here are some tips for sitting correctly at a desk. Put your feet on the floor.Your body weights should be the same on both sides. Try not to cross your legs. Keep right angles. Your hips, knees, and feet should be at an angle of 90 degrees. Remember the curve in your back. Keep your lower back round. Do not strain your back. It's important to sit with good posture.If you don't, you might hurt or strain your body.
Word power.
Sore. Sore. Joanna's eyes were sore from trying to read in the dark. Joanna's eyes were sore from trying to read in the dark.Desk, desk. I have a desk, a chair, and a bed in my room. I have a desk, a chair, and a bed in my room. Wait, wait. The weight of this big box.Is 100 pounds. The weight of this big box is 100 pounds. Knee, knee. Bobby can't play basketball today because he hurt his knee. Bobby can't play basketball today because he hurt his knee. Does your body feel sore after you sit all day?
Of course!、在做了一整天之后、欸、你们的身体是不是跟 Laura 一样常常会感觉到很酸痛吗
Don't worry, I feel sore sometimes too.、Now, what is sore? Well, it is our word power word and it's spelled S-O-R-E, sore.Sore is an adjective, and it is the feeling you get after you exercise and use your muscles too much. So the next day, your muscles might feel kind of tired, and it's very hard for you to move around, and you might feel a slight pain. So maybe after using your phone for a long period of time, your eyes might feel sore, they feel tired. So if your eyes are sore and they feel tired, you need to put your phone down and rest your eyes. Let's take a look at our sample sentence for today. It says, Joanna's eyes were sore from trying to read in the dark. Joanna's eyes were sore from trying to read in the dark.
Oh my god, I'm so sore all over. 谢谢，我真的很希望你帮我按摩。Sore 呢，就是酸痛的。像是如果你有肌肉酸痛，如果你去 exercise， 你就一定会有 sore muscles. OK， 它是个形容词哦 ，sore。所以呢，像是哎，如果你的背痛，你就可能会说 my back felt sore， 或者是如果你跌倒的话呢，你可能会怎么样 ？After I fell, I was sore, or there's this other word, achy, A-C-H-Y， 就是疼痛的 O over. 那有时候腿很痛，你可能就会说、I have a sore leg. 不过大家应该更熟悉就是我们感冒的时候喉咙痛，哎，也是会用到 sore 这个字，就是 a sore throat. 那回到刚刚 Tiffany 提到的例句啦，就是 Joanna's eyes were sore from trying to read in the dark. 真的，如果你试着跟 Joanna 一样在黑暗中阅读，你的眼睛一定会怎么样？很酸，很痛。
Mm-hmm. All right, so next, the article says, if so, you might be sitting the wrong way. So, like Laura, maybe you didn't sit really properly, so that's why your muscles are sore.
所以你常常如果感觉到酸痛的话，如果是这样的话，你的坐姿可能是错误的哦。
Well, don't worry. Here are some tips for sitting correctly at a desk.
Okay, I'm listening. 我一定要学这个东西哦。所以以下提供你一些正确坐在桌前的一些小 pebble.
So whether you're a student or whether you're working, there's a lot of ways to sit properly at your desk. Now, here we see another word power word, desk. It's spelled D-E-S-K, desk.A desk is a noun, and it is a table you use to do your work on. So you might have an office desk if you work at an office, or you have a school desk at school, and this is where you do all of your work. Let's take a look at our sample sentence. It says, I have a desk, a chair, and a bed in my room. I have a desk, a chair, and a bed in my room.
我们来看一下 desk， 相信这个字大家都不陌生吧，就是桌子啊，书桌，它是个名词哦。像是如果你是在工作的时候呢，你可能会在这个 office desk 工作，就是办公桌。不过在学校我们看到的这个教室里面的桌子，当然就是 school desk。那 desk 常常后面我们可以接一个名词，像是 a desk lamp， 就是这个书桌上的这个小台灯啦，或是 a desk calendar， 没错，就是我们常会放在桌子上的一个日历啊，或是行事历。OK， 那看回刚刚的例句提到就是，I have a desk, a chair, and a bed in my room， 我的房间有一张桌子啦，然后一张椅子，还有一张床啦。
All right, so what are some ways for us to sit properly? Well, first of all, the first advice is to put your feet on the floor.
Oh, that sounds easy. 所以第一个呢，我们要怎么样把脚放在地面上？ Okay, 我来试试看。
Right, so we should put both our feet on the floor. And it says, your body weight should be the same on both sides. So on both of your feet, your weight should be the same on the both sides.
Okay, 我现在在调整我的坐姿了。
It's kind of weird at first, right?
对，你的身体的两侧的重量应该要平均哦。
That's right. So what is weight? Well, weight is our word power word, and it's spelled W-E-I-G-H-T. Weight.Weight here is a noun, and it's basically the amount that something or someone weighs. So how heavy this person is or how heavy something is. For example, we can use it in a sentence like this. The weight of this big box is 100 pounds. The weight of this big box is 100 pounds.
Weight 呢就是重量，它是个名词哦。所以如果要问对方的体重，就说 What's your weight? Or how much do you weigh? W-E-I-G-H 这个 weight 就是它的动词，就是有多重。But it's super rude to ask somebody's weight. Okay, 问体重很没有礼貌。不过可能在一般，如果你去医院的时候，你可能要填一个可能跟健康相关的表格，大家可能就要知道你的身高啦、体重。那体重我们已经知道是 weight， 身高顺便。来学一下就是 height H-E-I-G-H-T 那如果你要增重的话呢像我想要 gain weight OK 那减重的话呢
I want to lose weight
对就是 lose weight OK 那刚刚的例句提到就是这个大箱子它的重量它的 weight 是100磅 100 pounds
So maybe I can give some of my weight to you And then we will be perfect So I can lose some weight and you can gain
know,
a little bit of
I
weight
I know, I want that
So it's perfect Alright, so what more should we do? It says, try not to cross your legs Now when you cross your legs It means that you put one leg over the other Just like what Laura is doing Now, often ladies do this We cross our legs because it looks more ladylike It looks more polite So You shouldn't cross your legs when you're sitting down because that means the weight of one leg is different from the other. Oh. And it might cause you to feel even more uncomfortable.
Especially when you're wearing like a mini skirt. 其实这样也很容易曝光，好不好？
You can actually tuck your leg underneath your foot. That's another trick that you can learn.
Okay, 可能拍照可以啦，但是平常在做的时候不要怎么样，不要翘脚。Okay, 当我们用 cross somebody's legs, 就是可能翘二郎腿啦，或者是翘脚哦。Okay, 所以尽量不要这样子，因为这样你的 weight, 你的重量就会不平均，你可能就会加重在另外一个脚上咯。
That's right. All right, so the second tip, okay, let's move on. It says, keep right angles. Okay, now what does that mean? Keep right angles. Let's first take a look at the word angle. It's basically the shape that forms when two lines meet each other. So in math, in geometry, we learn about 90 degree angles or 45 degree angles. And angles is basically the shape that happens when two lines meet each other.
Okay, 所以第二个我们告诉的大家就是要保持正确的角度，那我们还不知道什么是所谓的正确的角度，不过其中的 angle 我们知道就是角度的意思啦。那注意不要把 angle angel 傻傻分不清楚，很多人把这两个字都拼错，因为我有朋友的名字叫做 angel A-N-G-E-L 也有天使的意思，可是不知道为什么大家都会写 dear angle 就写给他就变成角度啦，所以不要把这两个字，而且他发音也完全 不同哦。
Angel and angle. Alright, so just be careful with the spelling. The N spelling, I know, is a little bit confusing. All right, so what kind of angle should we keep? The article says your hips. So here, your knees and feet should be at an angle of 90 degrees.
Okay, 这就是有点数学了。所以你的臀部，然后还有膝盖，或是这个关节OK, 膝关节还有这个脚就是脚腕应该是要保持90度所以要长这个样子啦
That's right, so it should look like this. This is your knee, so for facing you should look like that.
Right.
Alright, so let's take a look at another word pair where we see the word knee. It's spelled K-N-E-E, knee. Knee is a noun and it is the part of your leg where it bends. So with your knees, you're able to sit down, you're able to jump. Okay, that's where the knee is. Now we have a really fun saying. If you're weak at the knees for something, this phrase just means something that makes you feel really dizzy or faint. So for example, seeing blood makes me weak at the knees. Okay, this thing doesn't make me feel very comfortable. Next, let's take a look at our sample sentence. It says, Bobby can't play basketball today because he hurt his knee. Bobby can't play basketball today because he hurt his knee.
Knee 就是膝盖啦，那注意哦，它的拼字虽然它有个 K, but the K is silent. K 是不发音的哦，所以直接用 knee. OK, 那像是如果 A 可能你跌倒的话，很容易膝盖就会受伤。I fell down and hurt my knee.
Ouch.
那刚刚 Tiffany 提到这个 weak at the knees, 我觉得还蛮有趣哦。通常呢，就是可能是看到或是谈到非常喜欢的人，或是让你害怕的事情，就会让你怎么样膝盖发软啊，或是腿发软。像是如果想到我如果要跟彭于晏拍接吻戏The thought of kissing him made me go weak at the knees、我腿就会发软因为太害羞咯 OK, 那另外通常求婚的时候我们可能会怎么样单脚跪下来求婚所以就一个膝盖在地上所以我们会用什么呢 Go down on one knee and propose Propose 就是求婚啦好啊，那刚刚提到的就是这个例句 Bobby 呢，他今天不能打篮球，因为他的怎么样 ？He hurt his knee， 他的膝盖受伤了。
All right, so next, let's take a look at our third advice. It says, remember the curve in your back. So remember, our back, we have a curve. Now, a curve is basically just like a round shape.Okay, so we have a round shape. Like, for example, in your lower back, you have a curve right here. Yeah. And on your back, on the upper back, you have a curve as well. You can think about it in baseball. Pitchers, they have to throw different kinds of balls. And one of them is a curved ball. That means the ball is thrown in a way where it kind of almost goes in a round shape.
OK， 所以你要记住你背的曲线哦。曲线我们就用 curve 这个字哦。像是在棒球有一个东西叫 a curve ball， 曲球就是变化球的一种。那身材呢？如果我们说有个人他身材是 curvy，、oh. OK， C U R V Y， 就是他的曲线是玲珑的。Mm-hmm. OK， 所以不像东方人都很瘦、mm. 就没有那么好看，要有曲线才好看啦。
Right. All right. So next it says keep your lower back round. Do not strain your back. So you don't have to sit very straight, so the lower back is like, you know, very round or very curved. You should keep your lower back round, so don't strain your back. So again, round is like, a round shape is something shaped like a circle, and we're just having that kind of, that curved surface. Okay. Now, when you strain something, it means you kind of injure your body part by using too much of it, or using too much tension, using too much effort. So you might strain your back if you use too much of your back muscles.
Oh, maybe I did that,
probably.
Right? That's why. Okay, 所以将下背部保持是弧形的，因为 round 有除了圆形的意思，还有弧形这样的意思，所以不要去拉伤它。其中的 strain 就是拉伤的意思，它是个动词哦。
It's important to sit with good posture. So we kept saying posture, posture. Posture is basically the way your body is when you sit or stand. So a good posture means that you should be in a position where your body is, you know, not straining your muscles and you kind of have your shoulders back and you stand up straight and tall.
真的耶，其实有良好的坐姿，就是 posture， 就是姿势，真的很重要。因为其实像站的时候，我觉得还是要 stand up straight， 也是要挺胸。像我就是站跟坐，我都没有 good posture， 惨了。I have to learn.
It's alright. It takes a while because maybe I'm short, so I care about standing tall. That's why.
And I'm like so tall, so I don't care about standing the right way. 好了，有利有弊哦。OK， 那最后我们看到是什么呢？
It says if you don't, you might hurt or strain your body, right? If you don't have a good posture, maybe you might hurt yourself in the end.
真的，要不然你可能就会伤害啦，或者是劳损你的身体哦。Okay, that comes to the end of today's article, but first we have to check out our magic box.
Magic box, 找亮点。
嗨，大家，我是 Celine， 欢迎来到 Magic Box 找亮点。我知道很多人都有一些坏习惯很难改，今天要讲的呢，就是很多人坐着的时候都会有的坏习惯。你猜到了吗？没错，就是 cross your legs， cross your legs。这个 cross 就是交叉的意思，所以 cross one's legs 就是翘二郎腿、翘脚的意思喽。那基本上呢，可以交叉的身体部位，我们都可以用 cross 这个字来表示交叉。例如说，把两只手在前面交叉这个动作呢，我们就可以说是 cross one's arms， cross one's arms。像是有时候呢，别人好像很不悦，不想跟你讲话的时候，这时候你就可以说 I think she's angry right now because she's crossing her arms. I think she's angry right now because she's crossing her arms.我想他正在生气，因为他两手交叉。那还有一个西方文化很常用的，叫做这个 cross one's fingers， cross one's fingers， 交叉手指。哎，你一定觉得这个交叉手指能干嘛？而且这个动作好像不很好做啊。其实这个 cross one's fingers 在西方文化里代表的是祈求好运，像是 I crossed my fingers and hoped for the best。I crossed my fingers。And hoped for the best. 我手指交叉祈求好运，或者说你要请别人祝你好运，那你就可以说 Please cross your fingers for me. Please cross your fingers for me. 像是在面临大考啊，或是任何需要运气的事情的时候，都可以这么用哦，是不是很简单啊？那最后就是我们的验收时间啦。大家知道脚踝的英文是什么吗？很好，就是 ankle. 那如果我们要说Sherry 坐下时候总是会交叉她的脚踝，那这句话的英文要怎么说呢？不要走开，答案即将揭晓哦。
The answer is Sherry always crosses her ankles when she sits down.
你答对了吗？
Wait for it! It's review time! 复习时间到喽！
Okay, so it's now our review time. What we're going to do today is I'm going to give a definition, and you guys have to guess which word it is, and Laura will help you guys, and she'll circle the words for you as well.
Okay, right. I bet I'm going to be faster than
you
guys.
Are you guys ready?
Yeah,
this
I am.
Is like to talk about how heavy you are.
Wait.
Good. All right. This one is like a table you use to do your work on.
Oh, 桌 desk.
Mm-hmm. This is what happens when your muscles feel really tired.
很痛, 酸痛. Sore.
Exactly. And the last one is so easy. What is your knee? What is your knee? Well, your knee is basically the part where your leg bends. So this is your knee. That was easy, right? So did you get all of the words?
I did. They're like so easy. 我觉得我每次都拿100分耶。
I know. So you guys can play this game with your friends as well. We hope you guys enjoy the article. Remember to sit right. Don't hunch your back and to get a good posture or else your muscles will hurt. I'm going to help you. I'm going to try to help you get your posture back.
I don't hunch, but like I kind of lie comfortably on my sofa.
I do that sometimes too.
When I watch TV as well. Well, you guys don't do that now that you know the correct postures, okay? So we're out of time. Until next time, I'm Laura.
I'm Tiffany.
Bye.
Tips for sitting correctly.
Does your body feel sore after you sit all day? If so, you might be sitting the wrong way. Here are some tips for sitting correctly at a desk. Put your feet on the floor. Your body weights should be the same on both sides. Try not to cross your legs. Keep right angles. Your hips, knees, and feet should be at an angle of 90 degrees. Remember the curve in your back. Keep your lower back round. Do not strain your back. It's important to sit with good posture. If you don't, you might hurt or strain your body.
Sore. Joanna's eyes were sore from trying to read in the dark. Joanna's eyes were sore from trying to read in the dark. Desk. I have a desk, a chair, and a bed in my room. I have a desk, a chair, and a bed in my room. Weight. The weight of this big box is 100 pounds. The weight of this big box is 100 pounds. Knee. Bobby can't play basketball today because he hurt his knee. Bobby can't play basketball today because he hurt his knee.